This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. You are more likely to die from the coronavirus or any pandemic if you believe in Western medicine. Here's why. The natural cures for this pandemic or any pandemic already exist in the world all around you. There are molecules synthesized by plants, and you can find them in various herbs or essential oils or phytonutrients found in foods, even in many cases, like garlic, for example. Garlic actually inhibits the protease enzyme activity associated with viral replication when it comes to coronaviruses, by the way. I'll talk about that more. But all these molecules already exist around you, and yet most people, when faced with a pandemic, most people will wait for a pharmaceutical or a vaccine. And when waiting, they will die. So, and by the way, when the vaccine comes out, the vaccine will be too late because the virus will have already mutated in the wild. So the vaccine won't work against it. In many cases, that's what happens almost every year with the flu. It's why the flu vaccine propagandists, every year they admit, oh, it's the wrong strain, doesn't work this year, or it only works 20%, they say. But then they always follow that up with another sentence. And what is that sentence? But you should get the flu shot anyway, because it might reduce the duration of symptoms if you get the flu. Now, scientifically, that makes no sense. It either matches the virus or it doesn't. You're either building antibodies for the right virus or you're not. Getting a flu shot that's the wrong strain doesn't reduce the severity of symptoms for other strains that are unrelated. Just so you know, that is total BS fabricated by the vaccine industry every year. And the media just dutifully reports it because, of course, they're scientifically illiterate, you know, puppets who are told what to say. So they have no idea how any of this works. They don't even understand the basic functioning of the immune system, much less why vaccines don't work. But nevertheless, if you're waiting for big pharma to save you, that belief could get you killed. Now, I'm not saying that in every case you should reject big pharma's medicines or even vaccines in certain cases. They may be helpful. For example, there are certain pharmaceuticals right now that we're seeing that are AIDS drugs and Ebola drugs. They're basically antiretroviral medications. And according to some doctors, those are having an effect against coronavirus and patients are recovering. Should you consider using those pharmaceuticals if they are made available to you and you're honestly given the information about the possible risks versus the possible benefits? Should you consider those drugs? Absolutely you should. Why not? It turns out that most of those drugs in that category are actually modeled after plant molecules, things that are found in Chinese medicine and so on. The drug companies find the molecules in nature and then they alter them slightly. They engineer them to have a slightly different variation. And then from that variation, they make a drug that they patent. And then that becomes the prescription pharmaceutical. In some cases, those drugs actually do work. Now, for example, right now there is an anti-parasite drug, and I regret that I don't recall the name of it at the moment. It's not something I'm that familiar with, but it's a tapeworm drug. And this anti-tapeworm drug, turns out, stops the protease enzyme that viruses need to replicate. And so, believe it or not, an anti-tapeworm drug might actually stop the coronavirus. And if that's the case, if that's proven to be the case, if that's demonstrated, then would I recommend that anti-tapeworm drug? Well, the answer is yes, because the mortality rate of this virus is so high. We're talking about a 15 to 17% mortality rate. That means that the side effects of this drug probably pale in comparison to the risk of death from the virus itself. In other words, the higher the mortality of a pandemic, the higher your tolerance of possible side effects of drugs or other treatments should be, just mathematically. You know, if you have a very high chance of being killed by this thing, such as 15%, which is a very high chance, you know, orders of magnitude higher than the seasonal flu, for example, then that justifies trying more, even perhaps experimental things, whether it's an experimental drug, maybe even an experimental vaccine, if you believe that it's legit and that they haven't put live viruses in the vaccine. But certainly even experimental treatment protocols from the world of natural medicine as well. It just makes sense, you know, just mathematically. If you're going to be killed by this thing, what's the harm in trying other things, especially if they're natural things from the natural world, like herbs or foods or, you know, botanical medicines and so on. So my view is, I think, the most rational view here, which is, let's look across the entire universe of things that might work. Is there a pharmaceutical that might work to stop this? Is there even a vaccine that might work to stop this? Is there a natural medicine? Is there a food? Is there a supplement, a superfood, an herb? You know, is there Chinese medicine that might work? Let's incorporate all these things. And the great news is that the answer is that right now there are natural medicines that work, even though there's no vaccine and there's no pharmaceutical that is approved for this purpose. So right now, you could be eating certain spices and certain herbs and certain foods that have antiviral properties. One that you might already know about is elderberry. So elderberry extract is very popular every flu season. Elderberries are known to stop viral replication of influenza. Now, does elderberry work for coronavirus? I'm not sure. I don't know. But what's the downside of drinking elderberry juice? Nothing. It's quite delicious. It's full of antioxidants. It's good for you in many ways. It boosts your immune function, and certainly it can help prevent secondary infections, even if it doesn't stop coronavirus itself. So there's no harm in drinking elderberry juice, right? That's why, personally, I'm buying more elderberry juice right now. Also, garlic, I mentioned. Garlic is very, very effective at this. And, you know, leeks, turns out eating leeks helps prevent coronavirus from spreading. In fact, the grocery store is kind of like a pharmacy. There's a bunch of stuff there that can help stop the spread of this virus. Garlic and onions and leeks and ginger, of course. Many things. It's probably a very long list. Probably certain berries and superfruits and things like that. So the world of natural medicine is full of cures, actual cures that can save lives. And yet the average person will be out there just waiting, saying, oh my God, there's nothing we can do, while they die in a quarantine prison camp waiting for a vaccine. And that's stupid. That's just stupid. That shows the brainwashing of Western medicine to claim that the only thing that could possibly be medicine is something that comes out of a pharmaceutical factory that's approved by the FDA. Well, why is it that 80% of the world uses natural botanical medicine? How did people use medicine before the FDA came into existence in 1906? Did medicines exist before 1906? Of course they did. All kinds of medicines, natural medicines. Amazon tribes have used natural medicine. The indigenous aborigines of Australia, they've got a system of medicine. The Tibetans have a system of medicine. Native American Indians had their system of medicine. You know what all these systems of medicine have in common? They're all based on plants. All of them. Traditional Chinese medicine, 5,000 years of history. And the FDA has only been around a little over 100 years. So all kinds of medicine has been in existence. And today, when we look at those medicines, by the way, and I do this in my lab, I've got time of flight mass spec instruments. I've got triple quad mass specs, ICP-MS for elemental analysis and so on. When we look at these herbs in the lab, guess what we see? Highly medicinal molecules in the herbs, because again, the plant biosynthesizes those molecules. These plants have been making medicine for eons. I don't know how long an eon is, but let's say, easily many millions of years, probably a few billion years if you believe what scientists say about the history of our planet. So for billions of years, there has been medicine on Earth, and it's been created by plants, even the early plants. The early algae, some of the earliest organisms on the planet were making medicine, and, you know, simple grasses and plants, and even before there were flowers, just early, I don't know, prehistoric plants, they were making medicine too. They were synthesizing molecules so that they could survive. And we are surrounded by this medicine. And that's why I'm not afraid of this coronavirus outbreak, because I know I can locate the right medicines and I can extract them using simple techniques, ultrasonic extraction in water or alcohol or a mixture of 50-50 water and alcohol. Just all I have to do is go out and buy some vodka, mix it with water, put it in an ultrasonic cleaner, put in some herbs, run that ultrasonic cleaner, and when you're done, filter it out through some filter paper, like a filter cone, and guess what? You've got an herbal extract, highly medicinal, full of powerful plant compounds and molecules that can save lives. It's that simple. You can make medicine at home. Really, you're not making the medicine. You're just extracting it. But Mother Nature makes the medicine in the plant. You're just basically harvesting the medicine. So maybe the better way to say this is you can harvest medicine at home from dandelions or all kinds of other things. Tree bark, certain types of bark. You know, cinnamon comes from bark. Chinese medicine, duzhong, comes from bark. Big kidney-supporting herb. All kinds of stuff comes from bark. In fact, it turns out that one of the molecules that beats coronavirus also comes from bark. In trees that grow in Korea, Japan, and Taiwan, by the way. And I'm going to talk about that later. That's really interesting. Tree bark contains a cure for a pandemic. And yet, the average person is totally clueless. They think medicine comes from a pharmacy. What fools! Or a needle. What fools they are! That's fake medicine. Real medicine is medicine from Mother Nature. And people who understand that are more likely to survive, while those who foolishly believe in Western medicine are more likely to die in this pandemic. I guess it's kind of like winning the Darwin Award. If you're too stupid to understand where medicine really comes from, then your belief might just get you killed. Something to think about. But stay informed. I will be talking about this more in upcoming podcasts and videos. You can read my website, naturalnews.com. And of course, listen to my podcast here at brighteon.com. This is Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.